This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And it's Thursday. Time to read from your emails. My report on North Carolina schools starting their academic years earlier brought this criticism from Ali Khan of Royal Oak, Michigan. You interviewed a water park owner, a school superintendent, and a mother who opposed the early start of the school year. Did anyone think to question the major stakeholders, the students? How could you not ask the students how they felt about the start of the school year?
Well, we did hear from a North Carolina student who liked the segment. Andrew Phillips of Chapel Hill writes, "As a ninth grader in North Carolina public schools, I was very impressed and pleased at your report concerning the recent changes in the school calendar. My school has some of the best test scores in the state, but I've heard nothing from teachers or administrators about the danger of declining test scores. As a student, I am, of course, in favor of longer summers, but understand some concerns voiced by teachers and other concerned parties. I would be very surprised if the extra days of vacation seriously diminish statewide test scores. If they do, though, I better enjoy my vacation while it lasts."
Andrew Phillips adds, "One more thing. I believe ATC identified the North Carolina governor as Bill Easley. Last time I checked, his name is Mike. That's an error we corrected for our later broadcast. Apologies to Governor Easley."
Debbie Elliott's coverage of teachers riding through Mississippi to celebrate the 40th anniversary of Freedom Summer, the 1964 civil rights effort to register black voters, brought this from Kathy Barbiere of Little Rock, Arkansas.
"I deeply enjoyed your story. It's so refreshing to have a positive story about the Delta region. Too often, national media outlets tend to focus on the region's poverty, thus perpetuating a sense of hopelessness, ignoring much of the hard work community organizations are doing to develop their own natural resources. When the teachers in your story started discussing what a powerful experience they had exploring civil rights in the Delta, it made me feel warm inside."
The comments of marine geologist Dan Fornari drew some outrage from another region. Last Friday, Fornari described his experience aboard the deep-sea submersible Alvin, diving into an underwater volcanic eruption.
"We got down to the bottom and you could barely see anything because it was all murky. It was like you had landed in the middle of Pittsburgh on, you know, in a bunch of smokestacks in a fog."
Speaking for many Pittsburgh listeners, Lucy Tallarico wrote, "Dan Fornari, you are either a Cleveland Browns fan or way too immersed in your work. Pittsburgh has long passed its hell with the lid off epoch, shed its smoky city image, and emerged as one of the most beautiful vistas in America. Bring Elvin for a visit. Sounds like you can both use a vacation."
"Please."
This is from Bill Swadley upon hearing Tom Moon's review of the 26-member band Polyphonic Spree.
"Yes," he writes, "the Polyphonic Spree is reminiscent of Up With People, who were popular with the Lawrence Welk set in an era when the likes of Jimi Hendrix were attaining musical immortality in the hearts and minds of the baby boom. But to compare this banal, highly overrated novelty act with the Beatles' classic and brilliant Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band is like comparing the one-note acting style of Ben Affleck to the amazing range of Marlon Brando. Tom Moon wistfully tells us it's taken this mishmash ensemble 4 years to find its voice. Give them another 4 years, and the only voice they'll be able to find is one asking the polyphonic who?"
Find your voice and send us your comments via email. Write to atc@npr.org. Don't forget to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.